it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
And on this Monday night, back at Camden Yards, Orioles here tonight, Oakland in town. So they open a three-game series. After having lost two out of three against the Los Angeles Angels, tonight the Orioles are trying to get back in the win column and at the same time maybe avoid a wild card eclipse, if you will. The skipper, Buck Showalter, right after this.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Buck, first question, did you happen to venture outside today in your special eclipse glasses to check out the show?
Rock, I'm sure very much like you, the answer is no. No, I actually, Kristen Hudak, our PR director, kept on me about it. So I walked out there for about 15 seconds. I did not stand in line for glasses. I didn't use a cereal box. And it's not like I'm going to live forever, but I was told by the veterinarian that our donkey shouldn't look up there. So we made sure that the dogs and donkeys didn't look up. Rock, I don't know. I don't really get it. Standing in line for an hour for a pair of glasses, but to each his own.
Club just lost 2-3 to the Angels. Now 4 under .500, 4 back for the second wild card. I know it's not just one thing, but what's keeping this club from going on an extended run that it needs to go on here?
We're missing a couple. I think the starting pitching's been inconsistent, and we haven't at times been able to get that big hit. I think we got some of the things that you're challenged with in August, like all clubs that challenge some of the wear and tear through the course of the year, but every team has that. But I always think it's right around the corner, and I love if people sell our guys short, then they're making a mistake.
Chris Tillman, I know, wasn't happy with the 6 walks, but overall, what did you see from him, and was there some encouragement? Did you see some progress since those 2 relief outings?
Well, I wasn't happy with the 9 walks. That really what beat us yesterday. Their shortstop in our 9 walks was pretty, if you want to go by microcosm of one game, that's really what beat you. The stuff is fine. I thought he had a good slider, we had an 0-for-5 from Trout, but kept Pujols from hurting us too much, it's hard for me to gauge that this was better and that was better when our command was that bad.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. You mentioned that Tillman will get another start. Is this kind of what we might call maybe a pseudo 6-man rotation, where it's not going to be the same 6 guys lined up in the exact same order, but you'll kind of be able to move some guys around to present extra rest here and there?
Well, we're trying to get to September 1st or 2nd, depending on how you look at it. And then it's always been about putting our best foot forward as long as our health is not an issue. So we're going to, especially with the off day coming in, we've got some ideas and some plans, but we're going to kind of wait to see how, Gausman feels on his work day, guys, how people pitch and how they're feeling. Some guys you're not going to get too far away from them, but this time of year, just about everybody can use the rest.
J.J. Hardy begins his injury rehab assignment tonight at Norfolk. Do you primarily let him dictate when he feels like he's ready, and what is he going to have to show you before you're convinced and say, okay, you're coming back?
Well, much like Ryan Flaherty, I know that Dave Anderson, our infield coordinator, is going to travel with him, and J.J. Will handle most of that. Bobby Dickerson is going to talk to him every day, much like Flaherty. And, J.J. knows what it takes and knows what he's supposed to feel like for he's ready to play at this level. But, when he and Bobby make that decision, then he'll be here. If it's 4 days, if it's 11 days, that's what's going to dictate it. And believe me, J.J. will be very honest and frank about it. But we look forward to getting him back. We've missed him.
We talk about having, pleasant problems. And obviously, Tim Beckham's been playing very well for you since he got here. Do you just kind of play that by ear, see where things stand when J.J.'s ready, and somehow just figure this thing out? Because I know that's what fans are asking right now. It seems like it's pretty complicated.
Well, it's not really. And if you don't need to know right now. I don't. You don't. We it's not right now. And this game has a way of changing. And, I'm glad that people are thinking about us and projecting. I think that's part of the fun of being a fan, is saying, what would you do? How would you do it? And what have you? And I know J.J. is one of the better shortstops in baseball, and we're looking forward to getting him back, and we'll figure that out when he gets here. And Tim Beckham's been great for us, and we find it lucky to have both of them.
Does J.J. make it a little easier because he's such a team-first guy?
he's always been that way. That doesn't make it easier. It's just, you know, we're going to do what's best for our club. And the thought of having J.J. Hardy back here at shortstop is intriguing. And having both those guys on the club makes us better.
Thank you, Buck. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
So Monday night, Camden Yards, and, well, tonight, the battle of the alphabet, the O's against the A's. And in a moment, Ben McDonald will visit with Mike Messina when we continue the warm-up show right after this. Orioles and the Athletics here tonight, Camden Yards on this Monday night, first of a three-game series coming up. Orioles here trying to get back in the win column and trying to stay in that wild-card race. Mike Messina is one of the great all-time Oriole pitchers. But he was also a pretty good Yankee. Messina won 147 games. Is that right, Ben? Yep, the third most wins ever by an Oriole pitcher. Yep, pretty good Oriole. And he and Ben McDonald, they will visit when we continue right after this.
Ben McDonald here on the Orioles pregame show with the Moose. The Moose is back in Baltimore talking to Mike Messina, one of my teammates back 25 years ago. Mike, first of all, what's keeping you busy these days?
Well, I do a lot of coaching, basketball, baseball. I got a boy just graduated high school, so he's in college, and he's a football player, so that kind of eats up my fall. My other son's going to high school. He'll be a freshman, so that keeps me doing the high school stuff. And other than that, I'm just trying to enjoy life.
Let's go down some numbers right quick. Just Oriole numbers. Third in wins, second in strikeouts in Oriole history, sixth in innings pitched and winning percentage, second in winning percentage just with the Orioles. All right, you pitched a little bit in Memorial just like I did. I know you've been asked a lot this weekend. New ballpark. First time we stepped in Camden Yards. What did you think about it?
Well, obviously it was different than Memorial Stadium. Brand new, but it was newer than anything else. It was the start of the new stadium thing in the major leagues, and I think they did it right the very first time, and they're just trying to get close ever since. And it's still great. You know, we get a chance to go out there in the field again as a team 25 years later, and the place is still awesome, and it brings back a lot of fond memories.
I know, and speaking of memories, I know there's a lot of special moments. I know for me, I probably couldn't narrow it down to one. Any one thing here at Memorial, I mean, here at Camden Yards, one thing, one performance, one team thing that really sticks out in your mind in your 10 years here?
Well, I got lucky. I got to do a couple things. I was here when we got to the playoffs in 96 and 97, but I got to pitch the day that Cal broke Lou Gehrig's record, and it puts a little pressure on you. You don't want to lose that game. And I gave up a solo homer in the first, and I settled down after that, and we ended up winning that game. But that, you know, there's so many things that happened in the 9 years that I got to play in this stadium, and I'm just thankful that I did, and really look back on it and really enjoyed that time.
18-year career for Mike Messina, 270 career victories, only 153 losses, an ERA below 3.7, five-time All-Star, seven Gold Gloves. How about the 92 season, though? The 92 season for you was your first really full season in the big leagues. You go 18-5 with a 2.54 ERA. Was it that easy? Is it that easy?
No, because we figured that out after that it's not that easy. It was. I don't know what happened that year. Everything just kind of fell into place, but I got a lot of innings. I took my turn every time it was my turn, and things really worked. And we had a really good club, and, you know, the stadium put some energy in the fans and in the team and in the city, and it was great to play, and it was just it was one of my, looking back on it, it was one of my, if not numbers wise, the best year I had, and it was my very first one here at the stadium.
All right, and in closing, I asked the other guys this one question. Knowing what you know now, let's go back to 92. Let's go back to 25 years ago. What advice would you give a young Mike Messina 25 years later? If you could go back in 92, knowing what you know now, what would you tell yourself back then? And it could be about baseball. It could be about anything. Is there one thing that – not that you could change. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you could give yourself some advice on something 25 years ago, what would it be?
Well, exactly what we just talked about, that after having that kind of season and things were going that well, making the All-Star game, all that stuff, it's not that easy. It's a long season every year. You want to play in this thing, not 1 year, not 5 years. You want to play in this league 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. That's what you're ultimately trying to do. And man, that first year, like we talked about, it went pretty smooth for me. And I would tell myself, listen, man, if you want to stay here for 15, 16, 17 years, you got to keep working and keep adjusting and keep getting better, or somebody will come up behind you and do the same thing you did and take your spot.
I noticed that about watching you. Of course, I retired way before you did, but I noticed you changed your game a little bit. You made some adjustments, but you had the ability to do that, to maybe spin the ball a little bit differently, maybe make the ball move a little bit more, maybe do some things different. But those are the kind of adjustments you're talking about. Maybe when you start to lose a little bit on the heater a little bit, to be able to do some different things.
Well, you have to, and you know this. You have to keep making changes. The guys are watching you pitch. After they get some at-bats, there's he's getting me out with this, so you have to adjust. But as you age, we all lose our skills a little bit. And you want to stay in this league, and you want to play, and so you keep trying to get better. You keep trying to add this. What if I can throw this breaking ball back door? What if I can throw this sinker to the other side of the plate? What if I can change speeds a little bit better with my changeup, or move my fastball around better than I have? And you just keep trying to work at it. You never stop trying to get better until the day you hang them up and go home.
There he is, folks, the Moose, one of the best pitchers ever to wear an Oriole uniform. And I'm telling you, not in the Hall of Fame yet. He's in the Oriole Hall of Fame, but he will be in the big Hall of Fame before too long. You can't deny the numbers. 270 victories in an era where home runs were hit, in an era of the steroid era where it benefited the hitters a lot. Mike Mussina put up some incredible numbers. Mike, good visiting with you. Always great to see you, brother. Take care of yourself.
It was great, Ben. Thanks for having me.
All right, man.
All right, there you go. Tonight, the Orioles and the Athletics in Game 1 of a 3-game series. Wade Miley, he's been pitching better in August. And tonight he takes on, for Oakland, Chris Smith. We saw him in Oakland. In that game, he gave up 4 home runs. Should be fun. Oriole baseball is next. All right, and hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel and Ben McDonald back at Camden Yards. Now, tomorrow night, Orioles will be looking for a second consecutive victory, because tonight they beat Oakland, and they beat it by a score 7-3, 4 home runs. But it's always about starting pitching, and Ben, Wade Miley tonight had a quick first inning. Now, he did struggle a bit in the second inning, but then he came back with an 11-pitch third inning, mm-hmm. So he got it done.
No, he got it done. He went 6-plus innings tonight, 5 hits, 2 earned runs. I mean, he walked 3, which is an improvement for him for sure, because he came in with 72 walks, the most in all of Major League Baseball, 112 strikeouts. He added 6 strikeouts to that total tonight. So I thought he was good. He got a couple of big double plays when he needed, one with the bases loaded, which I really thought was the game changer in the mm-hmm. fifth inning. You know, the A's loaded the bases with only one out, and what does he do? He gets a ground ball to the second baseman, Jonathan Scope, who steps on the bag and tosses over. That got him out of that inning right there. That was huge. Can't say enough still about the bullpen for the Orioles. Again, if you go back to the last 4 games, this homestand, that's 16 innings work for the bullpen. Only one run allowed in those 16 innings. The bullpen is outstanding, and that's why we keep talking about the starting pitching. Give me 6, guys. Give me 6. Give me a quality start. We'll win the ball game because the bullpen is really good right now. From an offensive standpoint, look, the top still bangs it a little bit, you know, for sure. Jonathan Scope had a big night with a big 3-run home run. Adam Jones, a giant night. He goes 4-for-4 with 2 home runs on the night. It was big. Trey Mancini adds a single. Chris Davis gets a single as well. So the offense doing enough. Double digits in hits for the offense. 7 runs on 10 hits. I still like where the Orioles are. I still say they're going to make a run. But it's going to take a run. It's going to take winning 5 out of 6, winning 6 out of 7, which they're quite capable of doing.
Well, you know, when the Orioles hit home runs, they usually win. And tonight they hit 4 home runs, as you mentioned. And, hey, Trumbo almost hit a grand slam.
That's right, Trumbo. And, you know, he's heating up a little bit too. Davis is swinging it much better. So, look, I like where the offense is for sure. I mean, everybody wants it to get more consistent. But still, at the end of the day, it's a good offense. It's the second-best batting average team-wise in the American League right now. It's a good offense.
You know what's great about tonight, Ben? Zach Britton pitched in a game in which he had a chance to pick up a save. Now, Britton, the last few times we've seen him, he's been out there just to get some work, and that's not ideal for Britton.
No, it's not, but you could see a little more juices flowing tonight. Fastball up to 97 yeah. tonight because it's a save situation. Good for him. I mean, he comes in and gets his 11th save of the season. Of course, 11 for 11 this year, but, boy, he goes 60 consecutive saves. Now, that is just an amazing number, 60 consecutive saves.
Hey, we saw the otter this weekend, Greg Olson.
Yeah.
Number 1 on the all-time save list. Britton closing in.
Britton getting closer. You got to think if he stays healthy, he's here for next year. Thank gosh he did not get traded away. You got to think he's going to make a push at that record next year for sure.
All right, Ben, great fun again.
Yes, sir.
See you tomorrow night.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Let's win another one tomorrow.
Let's do it. All right. That's Ben McDonald. Let's get the highlights. The Athletics actually had an early lead in this game. in the second inning, one out, bases empty, Healy, an infield single, and then a walk to Pinder, and then Chapman came up to hit. Well, Oakland got one, but they couldn't get two. 3-2 pitch, ball lifted, right field corner. On the run is Smith, and he is not going to get to it. It bounces off the wall. Here's one run coming in. Pinder is going to be waved around. Here's the throw by Scope. The Castillo tag, and they got him at the plate. They got him at the plate. Scope, a strong relay, and they cut off that second run. Yeah, so it's only 1-0 Oakland heading to the bottom of the second inning. Adam Jones led off with a single, and then Mancini got a base on balls. So there were two aboard when Chris Davis, he singled to load the bases. Trumbo came up to hit, and boy, he just missed a grand slam. And now the 1-0 pitch. Trumbo, fly ball, left field. Jumbo, did ya? Rajon Davis is back, and on the back of the warning track, he makes the catch. My goodness. Adam Jones will tag. He will score. The ball back into third. And that was it. Yeah, hit that thing a little bit off the end of the bat, and it did not carry. But it was a 1-1 game, and that's all they got. They had the bases loaded, nobody out, and they got just the one run. But then eventually, in the bottom of the fourth inning, Adam Jones came up as the leadoff hitter. Adam, fly ball. This baby ain't coming back. Mr. Jones, bye-bye. A rocket that lands about 15 rows into the seats in left center. Oh, nil. Number 23 for Mr. Jones. Orioles ahead 2-1. And at that point, Adam Jones was 2-for-2. Then, Wade Miley, he got a big double play ball after a leadoff walk in the third. He got him 1-2-3 in the fourth inning. And then in the fifth, Wade Miley ran into a little difficulty. Pinder, a leadoff single. Chapman then struck out. But then Garneau, he singled. And then Powell, Boog Powell, he walked. And so the Athletics had the bases loaded with only one out. Miley was in trouble. Rajon Davis came up to hit. And, Miley made a pretty good pitch. 2-1 pitch, ground ball to Scope. Could be two. He's going to step on second for one. And then on to Davis. He got the double play. Wade Miley found his best friend again. So he does get the ground ball. He does get the double play. Inning over. Indeed. And then the bottom of the fifth inning with two outs and no one on, Manny Machado hit a ground ball to third base that Chapman booted. And so Machado was able to reach. Scope came up to hit. After a walk to Smith earlier, there were two aboard for Jonathan Scope. Count 2-2. Smith again ready. Check the runners. And here comes. Fly ball left center. That ball's heading for the gap. Powell is on the run. He's not going to get to it. And wow. That ball gets out. That ball got out. Out toward the bullpen in left center. And so Jonathan Scope, you can wave that baby bye-bye, my goodness. That is a three-run home run. 5-1 Orioles. Yeah, that ball was scored, stayed up, it got out. And then just moments after that, and Ryan Dull, he delivers. There's a shot hit to left. That ball is way back there. So is Rajon Davis. Wave it bye-bye, back-to-back. Jonathan Scope and Mr. Jones here tonight, a second time. He has homered. He's got a couple of solos. 6-1 Baltimore. Another rocket off the bat of Adam Jones. Yeah, his fourth multi-home run game so far this season. Well, Miley got a lot of run support. He did give up a home run to Lowry with the bases empty in the sixth inning. But with two outs, he went to work on Ryan Healy. And Wade Miley, this will be his 94th pitch. And it's a swing and a miss to get the strikeout. So he picks up his sixth strikeout. Now he does give up a home run here in the sixth inning, but hey, gets him 1-2 after that. So he's battling out there. He's got a 4-run lead. Yeah, he did walk the leadoff hitter in the seventh, and that's when Darren O'Day came on to pitch. So he kept him off the board. Eventually, Brad Brock gave up a home run in the eighth inning, and it came as a leadoff home run. A 2-2 pitch on the way. Fly ball, right field, deep. Backing up Gentry, looking behind him, it's in the flank court. That is a solo to make it 6-3. And how about that? Boog Powell has homered in Baltimore. Yeah, how about that? Boog Powell hitting a home run in Baltimore. Sounds good, but it's the other Boog Powell. And by the way, his first major league home run. In the bottom of the eighth inning, well, Wellington, well done. 3-2 pitch on the way to Castillo. There's a high drive. Hit to deep left center. Head ball is headed for the bullpen. Bye-bye. Wellington Castillo in the bullpen with number 13. 7-3 Orioles. So eventually, it was a non-save, so Alec Asher came on to pitch. The leadoff hitter, Chris Davis, was on base on a Jonathan Scope error. But then with two outs, Chapman came up and he walked. So now there were two on base, and for Britton, it became a safe situation. He came in and faced only one hitter. The count 2-1, Britton again ready. And here it comes. A ground ball, Davis right there. He'll field it. He'll underhand the ball to Britton. Out at first, ball game over, and the Orioles, they're back in the win column. They beat Oakland in the first of a three-game series. Tonight, they had four home runs. Wade Miley has now won three of his last four decisions. And the Orioles here tonight, they had four home runs. That's how they won the game. And for the moment, they avoid what might have been a wild card eclipse, if you will. We'll continue right after this. All right, back at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Hey, the Orioles scored seven runs here tonight. Adam Jones, big night. Four hits, 4-for-4, and a couple of bases empty home runs. And over on Masson, he was the walk-off hero.
Well, back here at Camden Yards as the Orioles get the opener of this three-game series with the Athletics. And Adam Jones, nice enough to join us. And what is the pie from the other night still on there?
Yeah, this thing stinks. For well, a good reason.
A 4-for-4 night and a couple of home runs. You're really swinging the bat well. What's come on for you lately?
I don't know. I don't know. Just competing. You compete, good things should happen. Or good things will happen, I should say. And that's all I'm trying to do is just compete, compete, and compete.
Well, looking at you, your competition is because you have a real great approach right now. You're staying behind the baseball. All right, enough about you. Wade Miley's start? How about Wade Miley's
start? He went out there
and
attacked him. I know he wanted to throw more strikes, but he went 6-plus. That's all we can ask out of a starting pitcher. Go 6-plus, give up 2 or 3, and let our offense try and work for us. So tip the cap to Wade for going out there and busting his tail and giving us 6-plus and allowing our 6-7-man bullpen to have to navigate 3 innings. So tip my cap to Wade tonight.
Yeah, definitely, and a much-needed start, especially coming off that tough series. Right. I mean, this team's shown its resiliency, but this time of year, really hard to bounce back and try to get something going. I mean, just as important now for Wade Miley to come out with a big start.
Of course, we needed this game more than anything. I know last series we were in every game, but it didn't go our way. That just happens. Sometimes it's the flip of the coin, but we came out and needed it today, and we got it today. We're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination, so we just got to keep handling ours and worrying about ours and not worry about nobody else.
And, Adam, to get on a roll, and we all agree this team definitely has a role in them to get on a good streak.
Sure.
You got to get that first one. And this is a big win in the first game of the series,
right? It's a huge
win
in the first game of the series. Now let's come back and get game two because last 4 or 5 series we've got game one, but it's been hard to get that second and third game. So let's focus real hard tomorrow and get that second game of the series.
All right, Adam, thank you. We appreciate the visit. Congratulations on the 4-hit night.
All right, man.
So how big was this win? Well, let's find out with Buck Showalter.
What's up?
First of all, what
did
you think of Miley?
Good. He had an extra day or so rest. He'd pitch, sometimes when you face a team second time, it's kind of nice to know that they know what he's going to feature and still be able to be productive. He got a couple of big double play balls. Darren had a big inning there for us to keep it going. I was hoping to get Ash in a perfect world some little work today. It had 5 days off, so that worked out okay.
Adam Jones had a big game. Did he kind of set the tone for you guys with the homers and stuff?
Obviously, yeah. To get the lead there, Adam's done that a lot, and it never goes unnoticed, unappreciated, or assumed, more importantly. John obviously had a big blow there, but I can't tell you how hard it is, as hard as Adam plays for as long as he plays, and then mid to late August, you're still able to do that. That's one of the things that separates Adam.
He's going to downplay this, I'm sure, but he's right now on pace for one of his best offensive years in the last 3 or 4 years. He's on pace for 30 home runs for the first time since 2013 and, average 2014. Are you noticing this? Are you seeing him having one of his better offensive years?
It's very quietly because he's spoiled us with such a high level of intensity every night. And Adam's not ever on, you know, and he takes on responsibility. He's a guy that gets a lot of cachet because, you know, he knows what it takes to play and win. And, you know, he's been a big part of things, obviously. But I think it may be kind of quietly sneaking up there. So are a lot of other guys. But when you look at what we depend on Adam to bring, it's remarkable that he's been able to maintain the level of consistency since the club made their commitment to him.
He's got 91 RBIs. And
yeah, he had 90 on the board. I thought he had 91. Not that I'm watching it. It's another thing I wish I hadn't noticed.
I mean, how much did maybe the beginning of the year and some of the improved selectiveness of the plate, I mean, did that kind of set up things for a young hitter, having that?
Yeah,
that kind of
I think that, you know, Scott talked a lot and John knew it and talked about, you know, the things he needed to do to graduate to another level. And it's been a lot of fun watching him. You know, you used to give him, you move him up a little bit, and then he'd kind of change his approach a little bit, and you knew he wasn't quite ready for it. But he's handled the three hole really well. It's been fun to watch, and he's a guy that's so easy to pull for because he's serious about the right things.
Where did Trey, exactly did Trey get hit? Right up below the rib cage?
Or? Well, I'm not sure. It made a sound like I was hoping it wasn't somewhere else, but. I'm not sure if he's equipped that way when he's in the outfield. Some of us were that equipment all the time, but I think it hit him in the breadbasket. That's the way it was explained to me. From the sound, though, I don't know if it hit the belt buckle or not, something. It was a different sound, but he seems to be okay. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. All right. Thank you, Skip. Buck Showalter after the game. Orioles in the win column tonight. They beat Oakland 7-3. Yep, four home runs. Adam Jones got two of them. Scope, big three-run home run. Castillo with a solo late in the game. Wade Miley has now won three of his last four decisions. And Britton is now 11 of 11. And tonight picked up his 60th consecutive save.